Good morning.
Good morning. And now...
Right, we can try it in my very bad Dutch, but you're better off in English.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You can speak Dutch?
I can. I can certainly... I've understood everything you said, so that's quite good.
Zo, nou, dan gaan we gewoon in het Nederlands door. Hey, Jill.
Ja.
Ja. Oh, dat kan wel. Nee, de Big Art Ride. Kun je een beetje uitleggen wat het precies is?
It's a fun virtual reality experience that brings arts, innovation, people together from all across Europe. And the idea is that they explore our cultural heritage, and both Europeana and Dropstuff, the creative company, are very excited to be part of this. You can see wonderful works of art digitized by the museums from across Europe while cycling through a virtual Europe, connecting the Netherlands during its presidency of the European Union with other European cities.
Wow, okay. But why by bike?
Oh, well, that's a very Dutch experience, isn't it?
Ah, okay, yeah, true.
But explain to me how it works, if you will, because we can all come to the Beursplein, and
yeah,
then there are stationary bikes, I think, there?
Yes, there are stationary bikes. So you get on a static bike, you put on an Oculus Rift, sort of virtual reality glasses, a headset, and then you race against your opponent on a similar bike and a similar setup in another city. And you navigate obstacles and you see beautiful artworks along the way. And the audience that's looking at the big screen above you can help or hinder you along your way.
Wow. So people are watching and they can sort of go with you on your journey almost, if you like.
Yeah, they can experience in fact, in some ways, they slightly experience the race better because they can see the two cyclists and where they are in juxtaposition to each other. So they tend to know who's won the race first.
And the idea is that you get there first. You need to be the fastest, if you like.
Yeah, the idea is that you get there first, but it's also that you can experience this city of the future, which is a kind of city of the whole of Europe, iconic buildings and that kind of thing, and the artworks that come from the museums and galleries across all 28 countries of Europe, so
but
the pieces that they've chosen.
That's a little strange. So you cycle at top speed, noem eens wat, langs de nachtwacht bijvoorbeeld.
Because I would tend to take it really slow at that point and just really experience
just
everything
to
that
stop
you see.
And experience the nachtwacht.
Yes, yeah, so you should do it twice. So you can experience it as a race, and then you can experience it as a tour, and you can make your way through it. But you can also see these pictures on the Europeana Art History Collections site. So you can go and have a look at those separately to doing the big art ride itself.
Mm. Okay.
How many bikes are there?
There are two bikes. So one, as you said, this week in Beursplein in Amsterdam, and then racing against a bike that is in Prague.
Ah, right. I was actually meaning quite literally how many bikes are at the Beursplein.
Oh, so one.
Oh, there's one. Okay,
there's
good.
One
yes.
One bike at Beursplein and one Oculus.
Right, got it.
But
yeah.
You can also, as the audience, there's a bell and a pump. So the people who are looking at the cyclists and the screens can actually help the cyclists by pumping up their tyres, or they can ring the bell to say there's something in the way and it slows them down. So you can participate that way as well.
I think it's very special. There has to be a moment when you're taught we miss something in this world. You looked at the world and you thought we miss something. And then you thought, maybe something with bikes. How did you come with this idea?
Well, the idea of the virtual reality bike and racing really comes from Dropstuff and a connection with the Dutch embassies across Europe. And they've done things with riding bikes in different instances over the years. They came to us because they knew that we wanted to show this online material in different ways to new audiences. So this is an audience that's not necessarily going to go into our museums, but it's nice to show them the type of material that they're missing. So as you said, it's things like the Night Watchman, but it's also something more obscure, like the young gardeners from Male in Estonia, or a portrait of Alexander Wielopolski from Poland, or something you will know, Gustav Klimt's The Kiss, that kind of thing.
So why did they come to you with that? What's the goal of your organisation?
The goal of Europeana is to bring together all of this material from the museums, libraries, audiovisual collections and archives across Europe, all the digitised form of that, and then to put it out in ways that people can use it. So that could be for education, for research, for fun, and for real creative reuse. And because, so we were put together actually through the help of Bell & Cloud, who are also involved in this. Dropstuff knew them, and Bell & Cloud are very much part of the Europeana network.
Just for the Dutch audience, I think you mean the Nederlands Instituut voor Beeld en Geluid.
Yes. Wel gezegd, vreselijk Nederlands.
Nee, het is prima. Ik herkende het meteen.
Ja, goed.
Do you have to sign up for it, or because it is already tomorrow?
No, just turn up. And just if you can't make it there, go to the next one, which I think will be in Utrecht, actually, and then it comes back, and it'll be in Leidse Plain the following week against Berlin. So it'll be several times
against Berlin. Did you win your own race?
Did I win my own race? I'm not sure I did, actually. I think I lost mine.
If you don't know it, I don't think you lost. Yeah. It was earlier in Nijmegen and also at the Linda Festival. Were people enthusiastic?
Yeah, really. Apparently, I wasn't actually at the Linda Festival, but apparently there was a lot of screams and shouts, and you got pictures of actually women in high heels on their bikes.
Cool.
But then you also got on Koningsdag in the Vondelpark, kids cycling and really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And when we kicked off Jet Bussemaker, the Minister of Culture for the Netherlands, she cycled against the director of Inbank in Belgium. But she was then joined by a whole load of refugee kids who experienced it as well. So it really is for everybody.
Wow. It's an exciting idea. But I think I would really slowly cycle.
Well, you go to the Rijksmuseum and then spend 7 hours in a row. So
yeah,
that's going to be hard for you, this whole trip.
Kind of true.
You're going to be sitting on that bike for 4 hours and everyone will go like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I recommend you do both.
Yes.
You know, go to the Rijksmuseum, go to the Europeana Collection
site,
but also go on Big Art Rides.
Yes. Heel goed idee. Het is dus hashtag Big Art Rides morgen op het Beursplein. 1 fiets, dus ik denk dat je wel even in de rij moet staan, maar aan de andere kant, je fietst wel tegen iemand in Praag. Hè? Het heeft ook wel wat.
En het is er ook nog het hele weekend.
En daarom, dus dat scheelt. Nou, en dan komt het ook nog terug naar het Leidseplein. Jill Cousins, enjoy!
Nou, dankjewel.
Bedankt.
Bedankt voor de uitleg.